Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Text 37937. Nick, you're right. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You just hate fun.
The Northern Lights.
Coolest thing ever.
I mean, Kat was literally out on the porch telling me to come out and look at it. I was like,
I'd have to think about the coolest thing I've ever seen. You guys might not like the answer.
A PS5.
Two on PS5.
Yeah, stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. A couple of them.
I like this too. 37937. Listen, I thought I was going to have to go on an Alaskan cruise or to Iceland to see the Northern Lights.
Nope.
This just saved me so much money.
It's true. Right in your old backyard.
That's not true. That's going to fly with your wife. It's like, oh, honey.
We're not going anywhere?
Honey, I want to go to Iceland. I want to go to Alaska.
No, right there.
Let's go outside and look at the Northern Lights in our backyard save on a vacation. No, you don't.
Not bad.
That's so false.
Well, you cross it off the bucket list. Some people make physical bucket lists, and it feels good to cross something off without having to spend thousands of dollars to do so.
Our buddy Matt on Twitter had a similar take.
Did he love it?
At JonesWEEI at Keefe21.
Yeah.
I've been to Iceland and Norway.
Brag.
Big time
City.
Brag. Seriously.
Damn.
No Northern Lights. Apparently, I just needed to go to North Andover.
Yeah, they have it.
Apparently.
They apparently have it there. So, I'll try again tonight.
So, Keith, you said, we got another shot at it.
Give it a go.
I haven't completely had the window shut.
I'm surprised Nick is even at work today. He was so excited about it.
I'm going to go pick the chairs outside.
just laying there thinking about it after having. Just like man, that was awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
Drag the mattress outside,
tailgate?
Lay on the ground.
You're going to tailgate for the Northern Lights tonight?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's do it.
Get some steak tips. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, grill it up.
A couple of brew dogs.
Get some edibles whoever that was in the Twitch chat earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty cool. But it's also cool to hit on a giant 5-touchdown anytime parlay, which we did.
It is amazing.
A few weeks back.
Yeah.
We've gone cold the last couple of weeks, but that doesn't mean we're not going to keep trying, and you don't want to miss out.
No.
The Bozo touchdown parlay is back. Keith, why don't you get us started here today?
All right, I'm going to go with the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Detroit Lions.
He's done well for us.
He has scored in back-to-back weeks. It actually gives me a little bit of pause. However, this game, I think there's going to be a lot of points. Detroit has been, Well, they had a bye week last week, but they've been getting a little bit better offensively. They started out a little slow. Jared Goff did. But Lions at Cowboys, I think this is going to be shootout potential. So there's going to be a lot of points, and Amon-Ra St. Brown is usually good. So I will take a Amon-Ra St. Brown anytime touchdown.
Okay, so I like following the points typically in these games. You want to find a game with a high total. That, however, is not what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
I like going against that Philly pass defense, which has been brutal. They're coming off a bye week. But they've been banged up personnel-wise. I also feel like there's a do factor going on with Amari Cooper,
mm-hmm.
who has had like a couple of touchdowns called back this year. He had one called back against Vegas. He dropped one week one against Dallas. I feel like there's a do factor. He's plus 230. It is a low point total, like a real low point. I think the implied total for Cleveland is like 16.
The over-under in that game is 16.
Low 40s. I just think if someone's going to score, it's going to be Amari Cooper again. I think he's due. They throw to him so much. Sooner or later, he's going to get in the end zone. So I feel like this is the week Amari Cooper does it. Mark him down at plus 230. Who are you going with, Billy?
Ravens hosting the Commanders. I'm taking Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers.
BC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
A nod to the Eagles.
And when they wear all black, they look super fast.
They look extra fast.
Especially him.
He's
a thin guy with speed.
It is another game with shootout potential. Like Daniels versus Lamar.
There could be a lot of scoring in that game.
I love it.
Yeah. Nick?
Going with the London game.
Northern Lights Nick. We're going to go with the Lights.
Northern Lights Nick.
Going with the London game. The Jaguars have the worst secondary in all of football. Roma Dunze, he's kind of due too. He had 6 targets last week, but he only had 40 yards.
Yeah, pepper him.
Caleb Williams loves him in the red zone. So give me Rome Odunze to score a touchdown.
Okay, now here's the only thing that I don't love about the pick here in Northern Lights, Nick.
Sunday morning, we're going to know.
Well, we're just going to know immediately. Let's ride. Get up for London
before
football.
Lunch.
Let's ride. Yeah. Or before
hopefully
the 1 o'clock even
show
kicked off.
And it's not Joe Namath's football life again.
True. That is true. But hopefully that one hits, because if it doesn't, the Bozo touchdown parlay is going to be over real early. But you know what?
Up in smoke.
We're not afraid.
No.
We ain't scared.
I like it.
Terp, I thought, wasn't here today, but then I just saw him
what's
in the producer's room. Yeah, seriously, Terp.
What's his problem?
Are you here? Are you not here? Like, what's
it
your deal?
It didn't take as long as I thought, and he walked in at 10:42.
Well, you know what?
Had an appointment.
You know what? You're not welcome.
Yeah.
No, you're welcome.
Actually, we need him.
What?
He's going with Tucker Kraft.
Oh,
the Packers tight end who had 2 touchdowns last week, he thinks he's going to roll that over this week. So he has a Tucker Kraft touchdown.
Okay, so some real juicy ones. So Odunze is plus 240, Cooper plus 230, Kraft plus 225. What is the total up to, Keith?
One ham. Yep. That would be $10. hard-earned American money.
I think our listeners know what a ham is at this point.
That is true. Yeah. But just for those that may be tuning in for the first time, welcome.
Uh-huh.
One ham would win you $1,751.20. Oh, that is sweet.
How many PS5s?
That's like 3.5 PS5s.
3.5 PS5s.
Wow.
Add those to the two we already won you back in week two.
Stack them all on top
of
each other.
PS5s and a remote? Get you an extra remote?
Yeah. Nice.
Boom.
Get your remote.
Call a friend.
Certainly a game?
More than three PS5s, less than four. $1,751.20.
Wow, that is a big, big number.
Now, make sure you set your alarm for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay because we're starting in London, apparently.
I was going to say, if Rome scores before
it's a good sign.
High noon.
Good sign, and it's a good day.
It's happening.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like it's definitely happening.
It's happening.
I would just spend the $1,700 right away.
After we won week two, the last 2 weeks, I was like more mad than I should be that it didn't hit.
Yeah, same.
I was like, what the hell?
Well, Wiggy,
we had these.
Wiggy followed it for 1 week and then is now doing his own.
He's going rogue. He'll take one of these.
He's doing his own bastardized. Yeah, he's like, I followed
it. Guys, I took it. You're like, you took one of them. You took like one of these.
He also put Derrick Henry first touchdown scorer in every single parlay he did. So it was like the only leg he hit
that,
for every
parlay. I was
going
to say, that one did hit
week.
Last week. Yeah.
Can you imagine if he just took all the money he bet and just put it on first touchdown Henry? He'd retire.
Yeah, he'd be real nice.
He'd have no extra.
Now, what, Nick, you were dabbling around earlier today. If you add, we're not advocating for this necessarily.
No, this is a bit too far.
But if you added a Drake, yeah. I'll sprinkle everywhere if this thing hits. So a Drake May anytime touchdown, which I think is
fire hose if it hits.
Drake May anytime is plus 390.
Yeah.
I added it.
If you
add
it.
It's a six leg. It's $8,600 if it hits.
Wow. I can't even do the math on how many PS5s that is.
That's an ant. A six-leg parlay. What did we call the eight-leg parlay? That's the Kayshawn Booty. Didn't he do an eight-leg parlay, which he got in trouble for?
Yeah.
His username was Kayshawn Booty 1.
So if you take this parlay and then you throw in a Drake May scoot,
yeah,
and again, it's got to be a run.
That's not an official. That's just for the boldest out there. It's not an official Jones
grand?
Yeah.
What's also wild about this, depending on where you're
shopping these. I'd come in and I'd slap Ken across the face with that $8,000. I'd say, I'm never coming back.
He's like, all right.
He's like, okay.
2 months, you're going to come crawling back.
$8,000? You don't want to work here anymore? No, I do not, sir. No, I do not. I'm out.
Just
I'm retired.
Cause a real scene.
I'm going to just let it ride on my next Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
You're like,
in your face.
You're like, that won't cover half of daycare for the year.
You're like, no, it won't.
Whatever. But if this one, also, depending on where you do your betting, there's a lot of times where you can get boosts. So that's what it is with no boost.
Oh, you tack that boost on there?
Tack a boost on. Forget it.
Yeah. It's
gravy.
Yeah, so do with that what you will.
Start thinking about how you're going to spend it.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. Bozo Touchdown Parlay. It's hit before. So follow
it
along.
Has.
It's
That's true.
It's paid out quite handsomely.
Yes.
Two PS5s is how it paid out.